are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
Hello, I'm Chaz Ruark. I serve as Executive Presbyter for John Knox Presbytery, and it is my pleasure and my honor to be worshiping with you today. Listen now for these words, as found in Paul's letter to the Ephesians from the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of God's power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. The word of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Hidden somewhere in an old box of Polaroid photographs is a picture of me at the age of about 8, standing on our front porch wearing a well-tailored sport coat and a white shirt and a small but very noticeable bow tie. I'm relatively sure that it's a set of family pics of some Sunday morning sometime in the early 1960s. I and my family were all wearing our church clothes. There are those of a certain age who will remember that phrase. It meant wearing your finest. If you were invited to a function, a frequent question was always, is that church clothes or regular? And all kinds of outings were appropriate for church clothes, banquets, dates, even taking a trip on an airplane. The thinking behind such fashion rules was you wanted to look your best, and especially if you were in the presence of God. Now, the idea that God was only to be found in the building of the church is a point for another sermon. But we all wanted to look our best to go to church. However, let's think for a few moments not about dressing to attend church, but rather, as Paul is exhorting the Ephesians and us, dressing to be the church. Today's passage from Ephesians is a very familiar narrative. The image of the whole armor of God, for generations, this has been one of the great staples of Vacation Bible School. It contains a great lessons for children to prepare themselves to face the temptations of the world, while simultaneously filling a lot of the craft time with constructing God's armor out of cardboard and tinfoil. But certainly, the Bible is much more than a picture book for children. It calls us as adults to faith, to trust, and to action. Getting back to our reading, Ephesus was a cosmopolitan city. There were structures throughout the community that reflected worship of a number of deities, including Roman gods and goddesses. Paul was writing to tell the early church to be faithful to the teachings of Jesus Christ. Paul saw the city of Ephesus as a place for spiritual competition at the least, and spiritual warfare at the most. Paul was warning the early church to prepare itself for an onslaught of ideologies that could dilute or even destroy the teachings of Jesus Christ by normalizing the worship of other gods or idols. "Put on the whole armor of God," he said, "so that you can withstand the wiles of the devil and the forces of evil. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, shoes that will make you ready to go and proclaim the gospel, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. And don't forget to pray without ceasing for Paul and the whole community." Now, the good news of this story is that the Christian church of Ephesus withstood the issues of their place and time. Christianity survived and even thrived despite all the distractions, temptations, and outright evil that was around them at that time. And here in the year 2021, it is now up to us once again to heed Paul's warning and to look out for the issues of our day and time. It's important to note there is not complete agreement within the Christian community concerning what is proper or improper, what is right or wrong, even what is harmless or evil. And obviously, there are disagreements even within the Christian community about social norms, morals, and even politics. But let us be clear. Thanks to the belt of truth, there are some things that the Christian community can and should proclaim with certainty. And one of these is that Christianity is about love. Our efforts to follow God faithfully began with the Ten Commandments and expanded to hundreds of additional laws and rules. And then Jesus Christ, God incarnate, came to the world and narrowed the commands of God to two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. For those of us who proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ, to support, to agree with, or even to tolerate ideas or philosophies encased in hate is wrong. And the belt of truth tells us that. There are places in the world where women are subjugated simply because of their gender. There are places in the world, even in our own nation, where persons are marginalized because of their race. There are places in this world and in our own nation where persons are excluded because of their sexual orientation. None of these factors, gender, race, or orientation, has anything to do with intelligence, capability, or faith. Science tells us that we are all intelligent and talented and compassionate. And faith tells us that we are all children of God. A number of years ago, the KKK came to my community, to my neighborhood, and left flyers on our doors. I noticed at the time that they didn't come in the light of day when they might have been recognized. They didn't come wearing their robes, proudly showing their beliefs. They came in the dead of night. And they left flyers that didn't talk about lynching or violence. That would have been too obvious. They left flyers that used scripture to try and convince the readers that whites were indeed superior to people of color. I was at that time thankful for the sword of the Spirit, which allowed me to turn to those references they used in their pamphlets and see how they were twisted and edited to try and say something that was not the Word of God. It was at that time that I was thankful for the shield of faith to ward off the arrows of evil. Remember, Paul was warning the people of Ephesus not to allow their faith to be diluted by the laws, by the lies and evil that existed in their world. And that's the lesson that is still for us today. Now, I'm quite confident that Covenant Presbyterian Church is not a harbinger for white supremacists. I know that you as a congregation have been taught the laws of love, that you have worked very hard to demonstrate that grace and faith to the world around you. But we're talking about the influences of the world around us. And when we hear lies said over and over again, they begin to wear us down. We begin to dismiss them, or we simply don't listen anymore. If we are the church, we have to proclaim the love of God and the love of neighbor. We have to speak out against the lies and the evil that are far too present in our world. For some, that may mean attending a rally or carrying a sign. For some, it might mean how you decide to cast a vote. For some, it may mean how you respond to a friend or a loved one who repeats a lie because they heard someone else say it. The fact is, it's something different for each and every one of us. But that's what we're called to do as members of the church. Let us live with the knowledge that while God is not concerned with the clothes we wear to church, God calls on us to wear the clothes that make us the church. The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of proclamation, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit. And remember to pray for one another as we all seek to be the church that God wants us and calls us to be. To God be the glory. Amen.